This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Friday. Corn exports could see an increase in demand if speculations hold true. Let's go to Joe Vaklovic's podcast, Grain Markets and Other Stuff, to hear more.
The corn market acted well yesterday. You know, we shrugged off some fresh multi-week lows. Some rumors regarding those Chinese purchases, again, I think inspired some of that buying. Spread action remains pretty impressive to me. You only got 4 cents a carry from March to July. The July to DEIS 21 spread remains inverted. Lack of carry, of course, is indicative of a tighter supply and demand situation.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for March closed the day down 4 to finish at 584 and a half. March corn up 2 3/4 to close at 426 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for March were down 4 to settle at 549 and 3/4. Portland prices for ordinary club wheat was unchanged, ranging from 625 to 645. Portland hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for March were up 1, ranging from 694 and 3/4 to 699 and 3/4. Soft wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 645. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for March were down 2.5, ranging from 668.5 to 698.5. Live cattle for February were down $1.35, closing at 112.57.5. January feeder cattle were down $2 to finish the day at 139.80. December class 3 milk was up 26 cents at 15.45.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.